And, yeah, I always like the surprise to find out who's going to be joining us on Fridays from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. But going for a record 3 in a row.
I know, I'm back.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I love coming back. I think, you know, I keep coming back. I'm hoping I'm going to be discovered or something. Like, this is my new thing. So,
okay. We'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
I can make some phone calls and have some, I don't know, producers or somebody listening.
Yeah, I know. Now that I'm 47, I'm, you know, I'm ready.
Hey, you know, sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
So, how's things at our lovely and wonderful YWCA of the Sauk Valley?
So things at the YWCA just keep going. Mm-hmm. And I've realized as I was preparing to come back again that, you know, we come every week and we've been updating the listeners out there and you about quite a few things happening at the YW. And so I thought today we'd do it a little different. And instead of just giving you an update that we could play a game, and I have prizes. So...
For who?
For you.
Okay.
I have a series of 12 questions.
Oh.
And so every time you get a question right, you'll get a prize.
Wow. So it is sort of a quiz? Or
it is. It's sort of a quiz.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 12, feel ready?
12 questions. See, I'm totally unprepared for this.
You're totally unprepared, but that's okay. You're caffeinated.
I have. No, this is water.
Oh.
But I am caffeinated.
Okay.
I've had a pot and a half or something like that.
Okay. I have faith in you.
So... All right. Yep. What's the name of this game? Did you give it a title?
What's up at the YWCA?
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. And if we get to the end, I actually have 2 homemade pumpkin cream cheese muffins, one for you and one for your lovely wife. They're like the Starbucks knockoff, and I can't keep them in the house because everybody keeps eating them. So.
So there's an incentive here.
There is incentive.
All right. 12 questions. What do we got?
Okay. So the first one is, the YWCA of the Sauk Valley is on a mission to do what?
YWCA of the Sauk Valley is on a mission to empower women.
Yes.
And to empower women and eliminate discrimination.
I'm going to give it to you. Eliminate racism.
Racism.
Awesome.
There we
go. So here is your first. So keep in mind, I came up with this morning at 6 as I was drinking my coffee.
Oh.
And the prizes are from my house.
What do we got?
Yeah.
I'm a Grinch before coffee. Wonderful stickers.
Yeah, stickers.
You didn't take these from the kids, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, you're all good. Okay. Question number 2. What is the name of the YWCA of the Sauk Valley's thrift shop?
That was a hard one.
I know.
West End Moxie down the street there.
That's right. So stop by our holiday open house on Friday, November 10th.
Well, I always ever if there was a way.
Yes. Okay. So question number 3. This week we've talked about it leading up to it. Is the YWCA's what, where we ask the world or our community to imagine a world without violence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's it called? What's the week called? YWCA.
Week Without Violence.
That's right. Congratulations.
That was an easy one. So much good stuff here.
Yeah, so that one's fun. That one's a keychain bottle opener.
I see.
Uh-huh, with our numbers on it. So you can always remember our hotlines, 626-7277 and 288-1011.
Wow.
Yep.
Remember, she came up with us at 6 this morning, so.
Yeah. So October is designated as the official awareness month for...
domestic violence.
That's right. It is domestic violence. And so we keep telling everybody, if you know someone... you know someone affected by domestic violence, and remember that we are here to help.
Yeah. For somebody listening at home, I'm hoping that they're kind of saying, oh, I know this one too, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know. I hope so too.
Yeah. Wow.
So YWCA's Director of Development and Marketing is?
That would be Cassandra Solomon.
Correct.
Who I haven't seen for a while.
That's right. But that prize is a little bit better. Some icebreakers.
Oh, watermelon slushy. Wow.
Yeah, one of my favorite flavors. That one's fun.
How many have I gotten so far?
So far, let's see, we're up to question 6.
Okay.
So you're doing really good.
Halfway through.
Yeah. So question number six. On November 3rd, YWCA is hosting its annual blank blank for high school girls.
That would be, I'm not cheating. I didn't even bring the Facebook page up today. So
I'm giving you a lot of credit here.
Let's see. This is the, it's not tech girls. This is,
Ariel does it.
Yes, she does. I know that much. That would have been an easier question. Who's going to be,
I know, I thought about that, but I'm like, of course you know Ariel. Everybody loves her.
I'm lost on that one.
It's the YWCA's Girl Summit.
There it is, the Girl Summit.
Yes.
That was an easy one.
Yes.
I blew it.
We'll give you a prize anyway. It's a Christmas tree pin. In January, YWCA Sac Valley will celebrate its birthday, and we will be how many years old?
That would be a century. I'll take 100 years for
for a beach ball, where you can imagine going to a beach.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So that could be fun.
Now, all these things, some of these things, you have an event or somebody, we're going to be doing this, Fiesta before the Fiesta. You have all this stuff out in places you go?
We do. So we do a lot of awareness because we want people to have access to our hotline numbers.
Yeah.
And we realize that just because you've seen it one time doesn't mean that the moment that you need it, you'll remember it.
Right.
So we do have victim awareness money that flows through our organization. And so, yes, those beach balls are left over from a Fiesta Day parade where we were throwing those out into the parade crowd as we went through. Yep.
Wow. I knew there was that's a great idea, though.
Yes. So we are currently seeking donations for our annual effort to keep the community warm, and we call that the YWCA's
Giving Tree.
Correct. And so I have for you, I don't know if you've tried these. These are from Aldi. They're toffee pretzels.
Ooh.
And they are super yummy.
So I'm going to be all jacked up here.
You are.
Wow.
YWCA serves how many victims of domestic violence each year? And this is multiple choice. I'll help you out. So, and this is on average. A, 300 to 400. B, 400 to 500. Or C, 600 to 700.
I think I'm going to sadly go with C.
It is. 600 to 700.
Yeah.
In my time at the YWCA, we've gone as high as 900. And I think our lowest was in the upper 500. So our numbers stay pretty consistent. And those are people right here in Lee and Whiteside counties.
Wow.
So I have a chip clip
for
you.
Well, thank you. Once again, we're in studio with Rebecca from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley. And I'm having an impromptu quiz.
And succeeding wonderfully. Okay. This next one is a little bit tough. YWCA's favorite color is?
YWCA's favorite color.
We often use it with our giveaways.
I think it's going to be purple. It's on the beach ball?
Yes.
Orange or
the it's orange. Yes. So YWCA, we call it persimmon.
Okay.
Persimmon orange. And so we always say we're showing our persimmon power. So I have for you two commemorative 100th birthday koozies for you and your wife.
I missed that one, though.
Oh, but you're pretty close. And you know, purple is domestic violence. And so that's actually pretty impressive.
Right. So, these are 100. Wow. When are these going to be available so that
we've already been giving them out.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
And then I suspect that the big party that's coming up in January, these will be all over the place as
well.
Yes. Cool.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So we love to say at the YWCA that we are proudly what of Lee in Whiteside counties? YWCA of the Sauk Valley is proudly a...
Partner with the United Way of both.
Yes, we are. And so I have for you a lovely YWCA hat.
Ooh.
To keep you warm as you are raking your leaves this weekend.
I've never seen any of this stuff before. That's amazing.
I know.
And you take these wherever you go, and here they are. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Teenagers enjoy those hats. They like those.
That's my favorite thing to say. YWCA is on a mission, too.
That's right.
Wow. Amazing.
Okay, so this last question is the toughest, and that's for the two pumpkin cream cheese muffins that are the Starbucks knockoff for you and your wife. And so
I'm going to limber up here.
This is the toughest. Tom's most favorite YWCA esteemed guest for the Friday spot of What's Up YWCA is.
Wait a minute. Now, you stole that from me because I think I called you that last week.
I think you did.
Let's see. No, not the tall one that dresses like a hot dog. And she, if she's listening, she knows.
Uh-huh. She'll never live that down, will she? We won't say her name.
And not the one who I think has the most fun with all of her scientific endeavors at the Y.
Yes, she does. Tracy's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Well, I'm going to probably go with the one who's trying to set a record for being here on the most subsequent Fridays that there is. That'd probably be Rebecca.
It would be. So I knew it. I knew it. I had faith you'd make it through.
Yeah, I coached you that last week.
You did, yes.
So, we've seen if I remember from week to week.
I was just making sure it was true.
Oh, wow.
I thought, well, is he just saying that? I'll have to quiz him on it. Yes. So I do have for you these lovely muffins for you and your wife.
Well, I feel a lot better with my capabilities given my senior year, so.
I'm pretty impressed. You know a lot about YWCA, and we so appreciate that.
I only missed one, didn't I? I think the color one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was pretty close. You hit purple, which is the DV color.
I was thinking about the everybody's got the shirts.
Yes,
I was thinking purple, but no, it's what color is that again?
Well, it's orange, but it's like a specific shade, so we call it persimmon.
Okay,
and so it's our persimmon power at the YWCA, and YWs all over the nation love persimmon orange.
I hope people that were listening were trying to make a good guess as well.
I hope so too.
Because you know, it's one of the reasons I have the YWCA in every Friday because it's been said before we're one of the best kept secrets in Whiteside and Lee counties, and so many things you're involved with, and something might come up in a couple of weeks that you don't even know you're going to address, but the YWCA jumps on it.
That's right. You know. We're always there, no matter what. We don't want anyone out there suffering alone, and we truly want to be a voice for the voiceless. And so we do hope that listeners are listening to the things that we share, just like you are, and that you can remember you can always call us, no matter what. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
So let's see. We brought up the 100th century mark coming up. Are we still in the planning stages? Are we getting updates?
I think the invitation was finalized last night and should be getting ready to go up on Facebook. So we are super excited. The big party will be on Friday, January 19th, 5 to 7:30. Out at Sauk Valley Community College. There is a ticket price, and it will be heavy hors d'oeuvres with cuisine from around the world. So we have different local restaurants who will be providing heavy appetizers for us with ethnic cuisine. And then we will have a musical performance from Kathy Sacchetti, a huge birthday cake. And then we also are working with the Whiteside Area Career Center to create a YWCA documentary documenting our century of life at the YWCA. Wow. And so we will have showings of that evening as well. So we are very excited. It's going to be a great time. I'm hoping lots of community are able to stop by and visit and enjoy.
So is this going to be kind of a, you just get your ticket, stroll through, and is there, it's not going to be a sit down or anything like
that? Nope, it will be a mix and mingle, and we will have some interactive displays up of our history and community. So our documentary is only about 15 to 20 minutes, and so obviously cramming 100 years into that short time span is pretty difficult. So it's pretty high level. Right. But the displays will offer much more detail, and so we're hoping that people will take the time to truly go through and learn more and appreciate the legacy of the YWCA. And consider what we will do in the next 100 years.
So, and the tickets are available. Is there going to be a cutoff so you know, kind of have an idea how many people might show up so you know how much food to get?
Yes, and I believe it's going to be right at the beginning of January, maybe January 2nd or 3rd. I'm not sure of the official. So that will be challenging for people with the holidays coming up. So we hope that once the invitation is released, people will jump on the registration. Right. But yeah, we are super excited and hope to see lots of our friends and supporters there, and it will be a good time.
Right. Well, let's see. You quizzed me on the Giving Tree. Still accepting donations?
We are still taking donations for the Giving Tree. They can be dropped off at YWCA between 8 and 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday. You can also come and leave your own things on our veranda. So for the Giving Tree, we're trying to keep the community warm. And so it's free hats, gloves, scarves, coats, new, gently used. The idea is you can leave something for someone else to use and take what you need.
Right.
And so it does become a rotating donation. We do have some donations already that we're preparing to put out. We appreciate New Life Lutheran Church, who just donated to us hundreds of hats that they hand knitted. They are so beautiful.
Wow.
And so the Giving Tree is always so impressive to me. The generosity of our community and the way that we care about each other, it's such a great way to put that on display. So if you have a donation, please feel free to share that with us.
YWCA of the Sauk Valley, always on a mission, partner agency with both Lee and Whiteside County United Ways, and 24-hour hotlines. I'm going to do them because they're right in front of me. 815-626-7277 or 815-288-1011. Well, hey, thanks for the quiz.
Thanks for playing.
I hope everybody else went along and it's like, now I know. You know?
That's right. And thanks for thinking I'm your favorite. So.
Oh, appreciate it so much.
I'll be back.
You have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You were supposed to get a